Blackstone Audio presents Thunderball by Ian Fleming. Chapter 1. Take it easy, Mr. Bond. It was one of those days when it seemed to James Bond that all life, as someone put it, was nothing but a heap of 6-4 against. To begin with, he was ashamed of himself, a rare state of mind. He had a hangover, a bad one, with an aching head and stiff joints. When he coughed, smoking too much goes with drinking too much and doubles the hangover, a cloud of small, luminous black spots swam across his vision like amoeba on pond water. The one drink too many signals itself unmistakably. His final whiskey and soda in the luxurious flat in Park Lane had been no different from the 10 preceding ones, but it had gone down reluctantly and had left a bitter taste and an ugly sensation of surfeit. And although he had taken in the message, he had agreed to play just one more rubber. £5 a hundred, as it's the last one? He had agreed, and he had played the rubber like a fool. Even now he could see the Queen of Spades, with that stupid Mona Lisa smile on her fat face, slapping triumphantly down on his knave. The Queen, as his partner had so sharply reminded him, that had been so infallibly marked with South, and that had made the difference between a grand slam redoubled, drunkenly, for him, and 400 points above the line for the opposition. In the end, it had been a 20-point rubber, £100 against him. Important money. Again Bond dabbed with the blood-stained styptic pencil at the cut on his chin, and despised the face that stared sullenly back at him from the mirror above the wash-basin. Stupid, ignorant bastard. It all came from having nothing to do. More than a month of paperwork, ticking off his number on stupid dockets, scribbling minutes that got spikier as the weeks passed, and snapping back down the telephone when some